The city of Arlington tore down its main library. Officials said the central library was too outdated. There are 7 branches of the city's libraries that are still open, but for now, as I report, the main library has had to seriously downsize. Want to borrow a book from Arlington Central Library? Head down Cooper Street and go past the Jack in the Box. You'll see an old water utility building with a makeshift sign that says Central Library Express. Norma Zuniga helped pick out these temporary quarters. It took some imagination to transform it.
And okay, with a little paint, with a little work here and there, let's tear down this wall. There used to be a kitchen right out here, actually.
The library is much smaller. There's only enough room for a few books and a few computers. The main collection is stored at a nearby warehouse. Want a book? If it's not here, you'll have to wait 2 to 3 days.
We wanted someplace where our patrons could come, get what they needed, have computer access, which is a big demand in this part of town. And so here we are.
A staff of about 15 squeezes into this space. They have to share room with all the incoming books they catalog. Abby Dozier is the library services manager.
You can see we have to use every ounce of space we have here. So this is one of these places where you can definitely feel the size difference.
Dozier's seen the difference in patrons too. The biggest obstacle is letting people know the library's there. Still, she says, the 2-year wait for a new building will be worth it.
A modern library is not what most people would think of in the traditional sense. We are books, but we are so much more. We're technology, we are programming, we are outreach, we are adult education. There are so many things that we do that I think a lot of people aren't aware that libraries and librarians can provide.
The new building will cost around $29 million and cover 80,000 square feet. It includes 18 meeting rooms, a 3D printing station, a genealogy and local history room, along with a plaza and rooftop garden. That's glamorous compared to the old George W. Hawk Central Library. It was built in 1973, when Arlington was a small suburb of 90,000. It had just one common room, some other meeting rooms, books, and over time put in computer space. Ask library employees about the old building, and they'll be honest. There wasn't enough space, the plumbing was bad, and
was not built for today's technology.
Dozier says that made it easier to leave.
We had so many things that needed to be fixed. It was more cost effective to build a new library that would be made for today's needs. Well, Arlington is growing. We're a big city. And the old building was not structurally supporting our needs for the future.
The Hawks Library was torn down 2 years ago. Housing, restaurant, and retail development is currently being built there. The new library will be near City Hall. Arlington's using $22 million in tax dollars and $4 million more from the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation to pay for it. Zuniga says the city's asking for another $3 million donations to help furnish it.
For us to be able to move from that kind of a facility, the George W. Hawk Central Library, to a temporary location, to the new facility, I think it really embraces moving forward. And that's what libraries are about, moving forward and empowering its community.
At the temporary library, Florizel Hyder crowds in with her 3-year-old son, Carlisle. He's in the process of learning his ABCs.
Checking out books to read with my toddler 3-year-old son. My mom told me to start bringing him to the library, you know. He just got in pre-K, so we're trying to teach him more. The more you read, the more you learn.
In about 2 years, all those books will have to move again. Only this time, they'll be home. For KERA News, I'm Gus Contreras.